This winter, lots of amazing birds have been turning up here in the Northland. We started out 2016 with a New Year's Day ivory gull in Canal Park. That one stuck around for 9 days. We don't know what happened to it. The cold front that sent it packing also sent most of the waterfowl and other gulls away. On January 12th, Bill Teft reported an immature ivory gull being mobbed in an Ely backyard. That one was on the ground and seemed traumatized by mobbing ravens. Bill said that Muff Schumacher and her neighbor took it to the vet clinic for examination and subsequent consultation with the local wildlife rehabber. As soon as it had recovered, it flew away. We don't know if that was the same individual that had been in Duluth, but there's at least some chance that it was. Birders who surged into Duluth to see a gray gyr falcon that has been hanging out by a grain elevator for the past few winters. This year, a young female is there too. Disturbingly, many of the acquisitive birders have not been satisfied with the fine looks available from the road and have been driving into work areas that are clearly marked no trespassing. Their bad behavior jeopardizes access for all of us. My friend Kathleen Priest has been hosting a mourning dove near Bemidji this winter. Most doves wisely fly the coop for winter. Their bodies are hardy enough to endure if they have enough food, but their fleshy feet are prone to frostbite if they can't spend most of the day roosting with their tummy, keeping their toes warm. Kathleen has been providing sunflower seeds, millet, and mealworms, and the dove seems perfectly content, especially after she constructed a little shelter for it. She sent me a photo that I've posted on my blog. I've had a few reports of individual robins here and there visiting feeders. We always have at least a few robins through at least January up here, usually in small flocks or mingling with Bohemian waxwings, found mostly at crabapples and mountain ash. Some of them observe other birds at feeders and check it out. We can help them by providing frozen berries, no need to thaw them, they stay easier to eat when they were purchased frozen, or mealworms. People don't normally feed robins, so robins don't have a normal search pattern for bird feeders. Many never do figure them out, but some do. The indigo bunting that does not belong anywhere near here was still around in my neighborhood at least through Sunday the 10th. I don't know if it can survive the winter here, but it did at least survive the first bitter cold night. Indigo buntings are not as flexible in their migratory movements as robins and waxwings, so I don't know if this little guy will be able to head south or not. In other news, the ivory gull that was found dead in Superior 2 weeks ago is still dead. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.